First of all, the Somali population or refugees in Yemen require urgent attention because Yemen is a country in conflict. The Somalis fled to Yemen to seek protection. It's very obvious that the Yemeni population, ordinary population, require protection themselves. So the Somali situation of the population in Yemen is dire and requires urgent intervention by all of us. And they have told me, a good number of them, that they would like to be supported to go back, and we will see how what kind of support can be given for those who require to go back.
But concerns about security in Somalia, what are you telling the refugees about the conditions that they're going back to?
The refugees have full information about the situation of Somalia. They are comparing the security situation in Yemen with that of Somalia, and they are making a choice. So we just need to respect their choice.
You didn't get access to the camps for the Somalis in Yemen for understandable reasons, although you did go to the country. Can we talk about another country, Kenya and Dadaab camp complex? Obviously there are concerns there because the camp is going to be shutting in 6 months. What's the feeling in the camp at the moment among those, and what are supplies like, food supplies?
Well, first of all, I will speak about the food supplies in not only Dadaab, but all the camps I visited in Djibouti, in Ethiopia, and in Kenya. And the ones also trapped in Yemen. There's a serious food nutritional crisis in the camp. The WFP has substantially reduced the rations, and the reason is funding. And I am appealing to the international community, to the well-wishers, to support the efforts of the WFP so that necessary food supplies is restored for the continued existence of the refugees in the camps. This is very, very important and urgent.
How much are rations down? Do you have a figure on that?
Well, substantially down. I know that they're working on a very low support budget now, and they continue to go down. So that needs urgent attention, because WFP itself have announced these substantial cuts. It's not secret that they have announced. I think that we need to fight this donor fatigue that's coming into a protracted situation like the one of Somalia, because this Somali situation has been with us for a long time, and that's why the world seems to have forgotten as a result of the crisis that emerged in Syria, in Afghanistan, in Yemen, in South Sudan. And so the Somali situation has been forgotten as a case, and my appointment intends to bring focus back on this particular situation.
Can we talk about Dadaab and your relations with the Kenyan government? The president has offered a guarantee to the refugees that they won't be forced to go home. What are you thinking is going to happen this year? Are you going to keep up discussions with the government so that there won't be a mass exodus?
No, we have a plan with the Kenyan government that have developed. They have given us a plan in order, first of all, to unpack Dadaab. It's a very big complex. There are those Kenyans who are refugees. There are those refugees who have decided to become Kenyans. There are those who are intermarriages. So there's several double registration. And that exercise is going to take a bit of time in order to get clarity on the real register that we shall have. There are those foreigners who are not necessarily Somalis, they are refugees, but from other countries. We have to find them, relocate them to other camps in Kenya. And we have those Somalis who would like to go for resettlement. Third country resettlement, which also been processed. So all this is taking substantial time. But as we do that, also voluntary return of those who voluntarily register back to Somalia continues. And I would like to plead with the international community to create sufficient conditions in Somalia so those Somalis who really wish to go back have a place to go back to, because great majority of them wish to have conditions in their country fast-tracked so they can go back. Schools, hospitals, housing, all those are real challenges that the refugees face when they go back home.